And I would agree that there wasn't, it wasn't there.
One last comment, Steve, in response to what you discussed on Chenega Bay. You may not be aware, but we're currently under contractual negotiations with the village residents on the subjects that you discuss. We, of course, don't plan to comment on negotiations that are underway, nor do we invite third-party intervention.
Bill, what size crew do you envision there?
I don't plan to discuss contractual negotiations that are underway.
Would you expect to have vessels there as well?
I don't plan to discuss contractual negotiations that are underway.
So you don't want to give us a picture of what you have in mind there?
No, I just don't plan to discuss contractual negotiations that are underway.
Is there any indication that we can find out? We do need to make plans if what you're going to do there is not adequate, or we don't consider it adequate from the state standpoint.
The contractual negotiations are underway. When they're concluded, then we can inform you.
They've been underway now for how long, though?
Not long enough to conclude them.
Well, that's obvious, I guess. I hope they're seriously underway.
Well, I don't think this is the place to argue this subject, because it's obvious to me that Exxon has negotiations going on, and if we have a problem, let's solve it out of the limelight. I think there are better places to discuss these sorts of things. Let's go on to the next.
Could I add one other thing on a different topic? And that is, I really appreciate the cooperation on Exxon's part and also on the Coast Guard's part in solving the problems with the application of Interpol. We think it's very important to have those guidelines followed closely, and appreciate the fact that the corrections have now been made in the problems there. The one thing I would like to add, and if you're already both sensitive to this, great, but we'd like to make sure that the Interpol is used, the bioremediation is used at the appropriate time and not used prematurely. And by that, I mean that once we have the bioremediation fertilizer applied, it's pretty hard to go back and do additional work there, because nobody wants to disturb that, the work that's already been done. So I'd like to urge that we make sure that all of the appropriate treatment, the removal operation, is completed first before the Interpol or any other bioremediation is done there, just so we, for economy of effort, if nothing else, just so we don't end up redoing things. And of course, we don't want to cut off any of the work that should be done before the Interpol is applied.
Unless I'm mistaken, the ISCC is the one that approves or recommends approval of those sites, and I have been assuming that the ISCC would withhold their recommendations for approval if the sites were not ready. Is that wrong?
Sites have been approved sometimes ahead of schedule, with the understanding that the physical treatment would be completed first prior to our remediation and safety included. But not in all cases have we withheld it. Primarily, it's keeping up with the task force and definitely.
Okay, the commissioner raises a good point, and I will ask my Scott commander to make sure that that's monitored. And I think I agree with you, and I'm sure that Exxon does as well.
Yes, we do. I wish Mr. Kelso had not brought this up again, but I feel obligated to respond that Exxon strongly objects to the process by which the NOV occurred. Exxon does not agree that a violation of the law occurred, and strongly objects to the NOV itself. There are avenues to pursue that, and we intend to do so.
Okay, a Coast Guard report?
I'm Captain Jack Schmidtman. I'm the Federal On-Scene Coordinator's Operations Officer. Volunteer workers were inactive in both Mars Cove at Port Dick in the Homer sector and Culross Island here in Prince William Sound due to severe weather, except for a short period today, where after a week the volunteers returned to Mars Cove for additional efforts at cleanup. The adverse weather that has been mentioned previously has also been adversely affecting the Coast Guard's ability to do their post-treatment assessments. That explains some of the delays in statistics being entered into our databases. I am happy also to report, however, that we are talking probably more than ever before with both ADEC and Exxon on the subject of miles complete and sign-offs. I'd like to highlight a few visitors that are coming in the next few weeks. Alaska State Senator Binkley's visit today has been postponed due to weather until tomorrow. 7 and 8 September, we have a delegation.
Just saying, I know this is going to come as a shock to Senator Binkley, but
he's here.
He's here, and I
welcome, sir.
I'd like to introduce him and Senator Al Adams from Kotzebue. That's why
drive back to the old four-wheeled vehicle, right?
They have their ways. I apologize. On 7 and 8 September, we'll have a delegation that I hope has not arrived yet from Costa Rica. And on 15 and 16 September, we are expecting a sizable group from the U.S. House of Representatives Public Works Committee.
Like 40?
I didn't know it was that many, sir.
What is the number, do you know?
I don't know, sir.
It's quite large, I think.
I think 11 members have currently signed up, and currently 15 staff.
Oh, only 26.
Are there any questions? Admiral Sharon Christofferson of NOAA has advised me that she has nothing to add to the committee report remarks that are currently in the report, sir.
All right. NOAA?
Just like to point out that the...
you want to take a mic.
Just point out that the winter studies plan, where we're going to monitor the beaches, is about to commence for NOAA. And that is going to start around September 15th and will continue for the next 7 months. Each month we'll go back and monitor the beaches. I just wanted to make sure that everyone in this room was aware that these studies are commencing. I know that there are other studies that are also going to take place, some of them somewhat similar to what we're going to do. We're hoping that prior to the end of 7 months we can share and compare some of our data so that we don't come to this table to decide what we're going to do with three sets of data that have never been looked at least across the table. I would encourage any and everyone that has an interest in what we're doing to come, and I will be happy to provide what our proposal is, what it looks like, what we intend to do, and throughout the next 7 months, anyone that wants to look at the data that we have, we will be most happy to share it. That's all I have.
Thank you, Dave, and I'd like to echo that. I hope that the litigation and that sort of thing doesn't get in the way of free flow of information between the various agencies and the people that are working on this bill, because it's going to be very important that information is put together and made some semblance of order before spring arrives. So I would plead as well that we share as much information as we can, and I intend that the Coast Guard will share anything it has, but it's the scientific information that's going to be so very important. Any other questions, comments?
I have one very last request, and that would be in the next 10 days or 2 weeks, there's going to be a lot of attention to the mileages that we've been talking about. I think it's encouraging that we're getting all those data together and kind of in one format so that we reconcile any differences that are there. The other thing that I think needs to be quite precise in order to avoid confusion on the part of the public is when we talk about shoreline treated, I would just ask that we all be clear that we're talking about removal of gross contamination, the first pass at this whole effort, and that we're not talking about shoreline that is quote clean, and that it's. I think we all are encouraged that the initial removal, that the treatment is proceeding as Marshall's graph and the other reports we've had indicate. We just need to make sure that the public doesn't assume that that means that the end of the work is at hand and that the shoreline is back in the condition it was before.
Yeah, I would agree, and I think that's fairly well known down in the lower 48. I was interviewed this afternoon by a paper from Dallas, Texas, and they were asking me for the definition of clean versus treated, and so they've all heard those words. There's probably some confusion. That doesn't necessarily mean, however, that if something is treated, that it will be necessary to treat it again or clean it again after this fall and winter, and that's one of the reasons that I would like to see everybody share information so that we know what we need to do when spring rolls around, because that's going to be very important for this spill. Thank you very much.
I would also like to point out that Exxon and Mr. Kelso don't describe the condition of the shoreline that's been treated in quite the same way, but I don't think it would be a productive discussion to pursue it.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
You've been listening to the Federal On-Scene Coordinator's weekly briefing. Quite a few people in the room. We have maybe six different agencies videotaping in here. I believe I identified NBC, ABC, BBC, Governor's Office, and Greenpeace. And that leaves one out, so I don't know who the other one was. At this time, we're clearing out of here. You've been listening to KCHU Valdez Cordova, broadcasting live from the Royal Center. I'm Sue Rafley. Have a very nice evening.